Persistence succeeds over talent or good looks every time. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Persistence succeeds over talent or good looks every time. How many times have we sought to do something and we did it? And we had no background in doing it. We had no training in doing it. We had no understanding in doing it. We just did it. We went in to see what we could do, and we did it. How many times were we faced with something that we had to accomplish, and we had no idea of how to do it, but we just looked at it logically, and we said, okay, I can handle that. Now, you think, well, okay, you looked at it logically. You looked at it from a logical point of view, and so you came up with a logical conclusion. Now, that's not really true. What you did was you looked at it intuitively. You looked at it intuitively to know in your heart what it was to do. Now, persistence is not a matter of taking your head and banging it against the wall. Persistence is not going after something which is a dead end. Persistence is going after something which is real and beautiful and good. Persistence is the continuation of your thought and your idea and your effort and your energy in an area that you believe in. You see, it's not a matter of just persistence. And we say, persistence succeeds over talent or good looks every time. Well, our good looks are not going to carry us too far in life. People will see the shallow person behind it or the beautiful, wonderful being behind it. And they all say, you know, blondes are dumb, dumb blondes. Well, some of the smartest women in the world are beautiful blondes. Being dumb and being blonde does not go together, but some people put it together. And so we have made an instant recognition in our mind that we look at a blonde woman and we think she's dumb. And we have made a gross injustice to ourselves, which is the main thing, and we've made a gross injustice to the other person. You see, if we are persistent in who we are and what we believe for ourselves, we will take all of these beautiful, brilliant blonde women and invite them to be part of our wonderful program of success. We will invite all of the people of the world to be part of our wonderful program of success. And lo and behold, they will be. Lo and behold, as we believe in ourselves, and we have persistence in our own awareness of what we believe, the talent will be there. All of the right tools will be there. All of the right desires will be there. My son always believed that he would build ultralight airplanes. He started out at a very early age, and he began having an interest in airplanes. Now, he built them and built them and built them. And because he built them, and because he believed in them, and because he believed these ultralight airplanes were the finest and most beautiful airplanes one could have in the world, because he believed that these airplanes were designed in perfection as an ideal craft, his airplanes were considered by the FAA as being some of the finest that are available in the field. Now, he had no engineering background. He had no training in flight mechanics. He had an understanding of it. He had a belief in it. He entertained himself with books on the subject, and they were entertainment for him because he loved it, because it was fascinating for him. It was delightful for him. And in that entertainment, he thoroughly enjoyed them. He thoroughly wondered why everybody else didn't find that same enjoyment. But yet, that wasn't really a wonderment of his. He was persistent in his desire and his goals. He was one-pointed. You might say he was even a nerd, because whatever concerned his area of interest, he was aware of it. He was on top of it. He heard things that weren't even published yet. He heard things that were just now being talked about in the higher levels of mechanics for aircraft development. and he knew about them. And he knew how to do little things that would make his airplane so tremendous and so secure. I don't want to say safe, because it's not safe from anything. It's just well built to do whatever anyone asks it to do, and it does it beautifully. Persistence is that which brings us to that point. Now, what is the thing that you want to be persistent in? Think about it. Do you want to be persistent in being a good mother or a good father? Do you want to be persistent in being a good friend or a good neighbor? Do you want to be persistent in being a good human being? Do you want to be persistent in being a good divine being? Do you want to be persistent being a master in everything that you do? Now, that's quite a variety, isn't it? Well, maybe you want to be persistent in all those areas. And if you do, then that means you will listen to the intuitive self within you to show you how to be the best parent you can be, how to be the best friend and neighbor you can be, how to be the best person you are in your professional field, whatever it may be. When you listen intuitively and listen persistently, the answers will come to you in what to do. Not necessarily the answers in what to do. You will have an intuitive knowingness, and you will do it, and people will say, that was a brilliant move. And when you stop to think about it, you'll say, yeah, I guess it was. But it's not a matter that it was a brilliant move. It was your persistence in listening to that which is within you, that intuition within you, that illumination that's within you, that's always ready to reveal you and reveal to you all of the genius and all of the wonder and all of the magic that you are. Are you ready for something of as wonderful as that? I think so. Consider it now and realize that this is what brings us success in all areas. Purely persistence. Persistence in whatever it is. We can be a success as a failure too, because people are persistent in being a success as a failure. Or we can be a success as a success. Wherever our persistency lies, there is where our success is. Know these things for yourself. It's a simple thing, but our instant illumination is that persistence brings us success in all areas of our life. Have a wonderful day. Live in a wonderful body, be in a wonderful universe, because it is so now. I love you. I love you. I love you.